Chapter 5 Old Times. They wore the clothes they were murdered in. Peasant smocks and gentry coats, soldiers' kits and dirty rags. They were a filthy band, wretched all, but at least 24 in number, tricky odds in the open even for...
A silver saint,
Dior whispered, finally spotting the 7-star at his breast. Shit, I breathed.
Do you know him?
I made no reply, watching the man limping through the wood.
Gabe, we have to help him,
Dior declared, hand to her blade's hilt. I was struck by those words, looking now to the girl beside me. The Silver Order had tried to murder this child not a fortnight back, and yet here she was, ready to defend one of their number with a sword she barely knew how to swing. For all the wounds she'd been dealt in her life, underneath her scars, she still had a golden soul, did Dior Lachance. Eyes that saw the hurts of the world and a heart that wanted to fix them. She reminded me so much of my own daughter, it made my chest ache. We don't have to anything, I pointed out. I help, you applaud.
Gabe!
Slipping down off Bear, I looked around for Selene, but could still see no sign of her through the frozen trees. I tipped a dose of Sanctus into my pipe, tamping down the sticky powder before lighting it with my flint box. Boiling red smoke filled my lungs, the familiar bliss of the blood hymn flooding all the way to my fingertips, fangs stirring in my gums. I glanced at Dior. Wait here.
Gabe, they're only wretched...
There's no only about it, I warned. They're still vampires, and they'll still gut you like a lamb at a butcher's ball. You're nowhere near ready yet, Dior. Wait here. The girl muttered beneath her breath as I stalked away, shouting to get the fleeing Silver Saint's attention. He squinted through the dead trees and tumbling snows, raising one hand as he bellowed reply. I lifted a glass phial from my bandolier, lobbed it into the wretched closing behind him. The silver bomb exploded, a deafening burst of fire and silver caustic that scattered the mob, set fire to a few low branches. None of the monsters dropped, mind you, but the blast gave the saints the breathing room he needed. I studied him as he hobbled toward me, blood dripping from his broken arm, spattering on his boots. He'd changed in the years since I'd last seen him, late 20s now, more muscular, though he moved quick as ever. He'd added more ink to his aegis too, burning silvered roses now threading along the sides of his skull, glowing thorns and blooms scrolling down his cheek. His wounded hand was gloveless, the letters W-I-L-L etched in silver below his knuckles. Emerald eyes were edged with kohl, but the whites showed no trace of red, looked like he'd been caught in the open with no Sanctus in his veins. And glancing to his waist, I saw no scabbard or sword. Disarmed. Literally and figuratively. Sloppy work, young blood, I whispered. You were taught better than that. The wretched gave chase, deathly silent and deadly swift. Drawing closer, the limping saint finally recognized me, cold eyes going wide. A shout rang out behind me, and glancing over my shoulder, I saw Dior drawing her long blade from her belt. Quick and sure, she flung the sword overhand, silver steel glittering as it arced through the snows.
Catch, monsieur!
The saint snatched the blade from the air with his good hand, turning on his heel with a flourish to face our foes. The wretched came on swift behind him, claws gouging the frozen ground. Tossing sandy hair from his eyes, my new comrade tore open his tunic to reveal the roaring bear of the Divok, inked in glowing silver across his chest. And back to back, swords raised, we stood our ground as the vampires washed over us in a flood. I'd been killing these monsters since I was 16 years old, born and bloody bred for it. And though the horror of fighting wretched had faded with time, part of me always wondered who the things I slew had been before they died. A big man charging at me with calloused hands outstretched. A mason, perhaps, beheaded with one sharp blow. A rotten lad in minstrel's motley, not enough left in him to make a sound as I hacked his legs out from under him. A young woman with a troth ring on her bloated finger, perhaps a husband somewhere to mourn her, children somewhere to miss her, but no one here to pray as I cut her down, Ashdrinker singing in my head all the while.
There was an old woman who ran a fine inn. She throttled her guests and made drapes of their skin. She flayed off their flesh and she ate it like beef, made soup of their gizzards and broth of their teeth. She ground up their bones and she pickled their eyes. The rest of their leavings she baked into pies. There was an old woman who ran a fine inn. Run quick as the devil if she asks you in.
The saint beside me moved slower, weary and bloodied. But even with a broken arm and no sanctus in him, his strength was crushing. His blows cleaved heads from necks and limbs from torsos, all the unholy might of his bloodline unveiled. And at the end of the slaughter, snows drenched with gore and smouldering bodies, we stood side by side as we'd done in years long past, gasping for breath as we met each other's eyes. Ashdrinker was smoking in my hand, her voice bright and silver in my head.
Oh, pretty one, we remember you.
Bonjour, Lachlan, I said, raising my broken blade between us. He scowled, his voice a soft Ossian brogue.
Been a long time, Gabriel.
You look good, I said, eyeing him bonce to bloody boots. All things considered.
Course I do.
He lifted his chin, jaw clenched.
I'm me.
His eyes sparkled. My lip curled. Lachlan was the first to break, but I followed close behind, both of us bursting into laughter and falling into a hug so fierce it might have killed an ordinary man. Even wounded, one-handed, he picked me up like I was made of feathers, his roar ringing through the deadwood.
Gabriel de Leon!
Careful, pup, you'll break my fucking ribs, I groaned.
Damn your ribs. Bring me those cherry lips, you beautiful old bastard.
I'm 33, you little prick. He kissed my cheeks loudly, one apiece, then planted another square on my mouth. Laughing, I fended him off, and after another breathtaking hug, he put me down with clear reluctance, squeezing my shoulder tight enough to make the bones creak.
Good God Almighty be praised! I never thought to see you again, Master.
Master, I scoffed.
You're not an initiate any more, young blood. Old habits die hard, apparently, just like old heroes.
He dragged tattooed knuckles across his bloody grin, looking me over with shining eyes.
God's truth, I thought you dead, Gabe. What in the mother's maid name are you doing up here?
Gabe, came a soft voice behind. Dior stood close at my back now, her pale blue eyes drifting from the butchery on the snow around us to her sword still dripping in Lachlan's fearsome grip. Wiping my hand clean on my greatcoat, I gave the girls a swift squeeze.
Frère Lachlan Craig, I declared, this is Monsieur Dior Lachance.
High in the black tower of Sul Adair, Jean-François noisily cleared his throat. Gabriel glanced up from his goblet of wine, annoyed at the interruption. The historian was working on one of his artful illustrations, a beautiful piece depicting the Silver Saint, his sister, and the Grail together. But his eyebrow was raised in question.
What is it, vampire?
Gabriel sighed.
I am wondering why you continued Lachance's pretense of being a boy.
The last Silver Saint stared a long moment, then slowly shrugged.
Because she wanted me to, I suppose. Dressing as a lad was a ruse that had kept Dior out of harm's way for much of her life. Like she'd told me, the gutter doesn't fuck boys the same way it fucks girls. I knew it wasn't a ploy that had served forever either. Thin as she was growing older, and I could see it was getting harder for her to hide the truth. But as long as she wanted to wear the ruse, I'd ride along with it. After all she'd seen, all she'd been through, I wanted her to feel... Gabriel shrugged again. Safe. Jean-Francois murmured, lip quirked.
That's all rather...
indulgent? Soft? Matronly?
Moving,
Jean-Francois said, brushing back a long golden curl.
You're rather a gentle touch when you wish to be, De Leon. It surprises me, is all.
Fuck off, vampire. The historian smiled as the Silver Saint returned to his tale.
Pleasure to meet you, Frere.
Dior nodded to Lachlan, her voice cool and measured as she met my eyes.
You two are old comrades, by the sound?
So it might be said, I replied, scruffing Lachlan's ridiculous hair. This young pup has the dubious honour of being the Black Lion of Lawson's first and only apprentice.
And this old dog taught me all his tricks,
Lachlan laughed, knocking my hand away. Not all of them, young blood, I raised a warning finger. I saved a few in case you ever got too big for your boots. Lachlan flashed Dior a smile that could make a nun reconsider her celibacy.
Good morrow, Monsieur Lachance. Any friend of Master Gabriel's?
He looked over the blade Dior had thrown him, dark and gore-struck in his hand.
But a friend worthy to wield silver steel? There's few in the Empire can claim that honour, lad.
I'll take it back now, if it please you, Dior said. I earned that blade.
I saw a sliver of trepidation in the girl's eyes now, question rising in Lachlan's. In truth, I couldn't fault either of them. The Silver Order had tried to murder Dior, after all, and for Lachlan's part, it must have been seven kinds of strange to find a boy carrying a brand new silver steel sword and wearing gear clearly taken from Saint-Michel.
You're come from the monastery?
He looked to me, lips twisting.
I'd have wagered on bloodshed between Gabriel de Leon and the man who chucked him out of the Ordre à Jean. But from the look of ye, Abbot Greyhand gave ye welcome.
I was overjoyed at this unexpected meeting, my mind momentarily afire with memory. But Lachlan's question brought me down hard, and one glance at the seven star on his greatcoat weighed my rising heart with sorrow. I pictured the cathedral of Saint-Michel then, the bloody massacre I'd committed before that silent altar. In my mind's eye, I could see my fingers closing around Greyhand's throat, my old mentor's blood boiling as I hissed the last words he'd ever hear on this earth. Who the fuck told you I was a hero?
Hell with me, I replied.
What are you doing out here with a busted arm, no blade, and a pack of wretched chewing at your clumsy arse?
I've a sensational ass, and envy doesn't become ye.
Good thing you remembered to pack your wit when you left your sword behind. With a wince, Lachlan sank to his haunches in the bloody snow, there to gather himself. He'd taken worse beatings in his life, sure and true, but I could see he'd still been dealt a serve. Without thinking, I reached for my pipe and Sanctus.
I've been in Oswey at Greyhand's command.
Lachlan glanced southwest, his handsome face gone grim. Helping refugees over the border, like...
Strange work for a Silver Saint.
It's bloody business, brother. Whole country's gone to shite in the last few months. Worse than it was back in the day.
He winced, pawing at his bleeding arm as his voice grew dark as pitch.
The Black Heart has taken Dunmirgain.
Seven fucking martyrs. I glanced to Dior, all a wonder. We came across some refugees on the road a few months back. They told us that Divock had razed Dunquin to the ground. But now they've got the capital too.
Aye. Bastards tore the place six new assholes, we aye hear it.
I packed my pipe with a goodly dose, handed it over. My old prentice nodded thanks, breathing deep as I cupped the bowl and struck my flint box.
Well, that still doesn't explain what you're doing here without a sword, Lucky.
The young saint held his breath a long moment, letting the sacrament wash over and through him, his eyes flooding crimson as he finally exhaled.
I got word from the abbot on the winds about 6 weeks back, he told me, recalling all silver saints to the monastery. Every brother, no matter their task, was to return to San Michon with all haste. I was following the mare north when I saw the smoke yesterday.
Smoke?
Aye.
He dragged in another lungful, breathing red.
From Aveline.
Dior tensed then, stepping forward as my heart skipped two beats.
Why was there smoke coming from Aveline?
She demanded. Lachlan shrugged, spitting blood on the frost.
Because it was a fire, lad.
Sweet Mother Maid, I breathed. What the hell's happened?
Never got near enough to see much.
Lachlan finished the pipe, shivering as the Sanctus did its work on his wounds.
Two high bloods hit me out of the dark. Cut my Theseus clean in half. Lost my sword and most of my gear.
Here he patted the five wheel locks on his chest.
I gave them a few new holes to ponder, but they were more wretched than I'd shots to spare. I had to leg it afore I could end them proper. But from what I saw, Aveline was in the worst way. The keep on the hill had been smashed like glass.
My blood ran chill as Dior met my eyes.
Aaron, she whispered. Baptiste.
My stomach was a knot of oily ice, my breath too cold to catch. Trudging up a small rise, I lifted my spyglass southward. The snow was tumbling thick, and I could see no sign of Chateau Aveline through the veil of rotten trees. But now that Lachlan had mentioned it, high and faint on the wind, I swore I smelled smoke. Dior walked to my side and dragged the wind-swept hair from her face, an unspoken question in her stare. But I met it square, shaking my head. We can't.
But Aaron, and Baptiste.
I know.
You were all set to visit them this morning. I'd be dead if not for them.
I know. But it's too dangerous now. I clenched my jaw, heart aching. Every word I spoke next weighed a fucking ton. It's better to be a bastard than a fool.
Gabe, we can't just leave the...
We can't risk it, I snapped, lowering my voice to a whisper so that Lachlan might not hear. We can't risk you. Not after all we've risked already. This is war, Dior, and Aaron and Baptiste are soldiers. Believe me, they'd understand.
She pursed her lips, glancing downriver. Well, I'm no soldier, and I don't.
Boots crunching in the frost, Dior stormed up to Lachlan and snatched back her bloody sword. Stomping over to the Theseus, she slung herself up into Pony's saddle. Where the fuck do you think you're going? I sighed.
Your papa's house, she spat. To rump your mama while he watches.
My mother's dead, as was the man who rumped her on the regular. I walked across the snow and grabbed Pony's reins. And you're not going anywhere, Dior. She pursed her lips, aflame with anger.
You said this road was mine to choose.
That was before you chose to jam your head up your ass.
Oh, very droll. You want to help me or mock me?
Fancied I'd mock you, actually, I snapped. Because, not that I'm an expert on vampires.
Oh, wait, I fucking am.
But you've not the first clue about the unholy shitstorm you're charging toward. The strength, Lucky is describing, to cut a horse in half, to crush castles like chalk. That's the strength of the Divok, Dior. The untamed, strong as demons all, blooded by 2 decades of all-out butchery in the Ossian campaigns.
If they're still at Avalyn, they're a war we can't hope to win. And if they've already departed, you've no wish to see what's left in their wake.
Gabe speaks truth, lad, Lachlan said, dragging back his blood-crusted hair. Trust me, there's few under heaven who know the cruelty of the untamed better than I.
I glanced to my old pupil as he spoke.
I could still remember the day I'd found him, barely more than a bairn, fangs bared in a snarl, fighting for his life on the walls of Baisita. God, to think where he'd started, what a man he'd become.
Dior spoke beside me then, her voice soft yet sharp as knives.
I know it's dangerous, Gabe. I know it takes us from our road. But we can't just ride on without at least learning what happened to Aaron and Baptiste. They love you. You love them. Your friends are the hill you die on. Remember?
I looked up into her face, breathing deep.
It's not my dying that has me afeared, Dior.
I know.
She smiled, eyes shining as she squeezed my hand.
But we have to stay true to the ones we care about. We have to try. Or what the hell is all this for?
Glancing southward, I felt torn all the way to my bones. I could have forced Dior to leave, hog-tied her to a saddle and dragged her away. But she'd never forgive me for that. I could have gone to the chateau alone, but there was no way in hell I could leave Dior here with Lachlan after my comrades had tried to kill her in Saint-Michon. I sighed, heavy with sorrow. The years my old prentice and I had spent apart were but moments now. The years we'd fought side by side so near, I could touch them. We'd not always seen eye to eye, Lockie and I, but God, meeting him again, I realised how much I'd missed him. He crouched in the frost, silver roses scrolling down his cheek, hard green eyes locked on mine. I'd taught him all I knew. My pupil, my friend, my brother through oceans of blood. And if we were headed south, I could surely use his blade at my side. But in the end, he was the loyal son of the Ordo Argent I'd raised him to be. And that made him a threat now. To Dior and me.
You need a horse for the ride back north? I asked.
You mean to go on?
Lachlan raised one brow.
I know ye were close to them, brother. But the Silver Order named Aaron de Cost and Baptiste Saint Ismael traitors.
They named me a traitor too, Lucky.
Maybe, but I know ye, Gabe.
Do you? Really?
Who the fuck told you I was a hero?
I shook my head, helping my old friend to his feet. It seems a cruel fate to be reunited after so many years and parted so swift. But I fear this is adieu.
You're out of your skull?
Lachlan rolled his shoulder, wincing in pain.
There's only one reason the Untamed would have struck a fortress like Avalyn, and we both know it. But if you're set to start a scrap with the Blackheart's brood, there's no way I'll let you do it alone.
I thought the Abbot had recalled you to Saint-Michon.
All respect to Greyhand. I love the grumpy old bugger, but he can wait a sunset or two.
Lachlan clenched his now-healed hand, squeezed my arm fondly.
I've not seen you in 10 years, brother. This'll be just as it was in yesterday's. The Black Lion of Lorison could ever count upon the blade of Lachlan of Craig. Although,
he looked toward Dior, gifting her a cheeky smile,
I might have to borrow one.
Dior stared at the young saint, uncertain and mute. After all that had happened at the monastery, keeping company with a member of the Silver Order posed untold danger. Moreover, though she was still nowhere to be seen, Selene was sure to make an appearance sooner or later. And God only knew what my old prentice would make of that. But to pass up Lachlan's help when we walked so surely into peril...
Why are you wearing all those pistols?
Dior asked.
glancing to the brace of wheel locks across his chest.
"Are you that shite a shot?"
Lachlan chuckled, refusing to rise to her bait. "It's like my old master used to say, even the best marksman has the occasional bad day." I smiled, nodding to the girl. "Lucky's a safe pair of hands, Dior." The girl sighed then, tossing her silver steel.
"Just give it back when you're done."
Lachlan caught the sword with a flourish, tipped an imaginary hat. "I'll return it in one piece, lad, I vow it. Assuming any of us are in one piece by journey's end." I climbed onto Bear's back, turned my pony south toward Avalyn. If what I suspected was true, this was now the fool's errand Selene had promised. But, as I'd always said, as Dior had reminded me, my friends were the hill I died on. And though this took us from our path, to abandon them without even looking, I glanced at Dior from the corner of my eye. The girl was right. And the girl was wrong. And I knew not what else to do, save trust the only faith I had left. "I swear, sometimes you are enough to give my arsehole a headache," I muttered. She pulled her tricorn down against the wind, smirking.
"That's a good one."
"Been working on it since I met you."
"Well, they say the brain does slow down as a man gets older."
"Could you try a little harder to be a bitch about this?"
"Oui," she shrugged. "Right now, I'm not trying at all. This is just raw talent."
I hung my head, rubbing my stubble to hide my smile. Behind us, Lachlan had climbed aboard Nugget, coal-rimmed eyes narrowed on the deadwood ahead. God only knew how bloody the road before us would be, but in truth, my heart was lighter to have friends on it with me. For a moment, it almost seemed like old times. What a fool I was to forget how dark those nights had actually been.